This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 2 for Thursday, August 1st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Thursday as sharp declines in Chicago soy oil weighed on prices the first trading day of the new crop year. Canola down $12 to over $14, November down $14.20 at $609.70 per ton. Losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also weighed on the Canadian oilseed. Relatively favorable growing conditions for soybeans in the U.S. were behind some of the selling pressure into that market, with crop prospects also favorable for canola in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. However, production concerns in parts of Alberta were providing some underlying support, with heat and dryness cutting into the yield potential there. From a chart standpoint, the November canola contract was trading below its major moving averages, with a downside target around $600 per ton. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were lower, while wheat held on to gains. Soybeans pressured by relatively favorable U.S. weather forecasts with no major concerns for developing crops for the time being. The November contract down 6 cents at 10.16 per bushel. Increased farmer selling was also bearish as producers worked to free up bin space ahead of the harvest. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were in line with expectations at just over a million tons of old and new crop business combined. The USDA also announced flash sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Corn, also pressured by increased farmer selling, the lack of any major weather threats, and rising production estimates, with some private forecasters now predicting record large yields for the 2024 U.S. crop. The September contract down 0.75 cents at 382 per bushel. Chart-based speculative selling was also bearish, with corn touching fresh contract lows. Old crop weekly U.S. corn export sales hit a marketing year low of only 167,000 tons, but new crop business was solid at just over 700,000. Wheat underpinned by weather concerns in Europe and chart-based positioning, with prices recovering off nearby lows. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 cents in the September contract at 5.88 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in September at 5.54 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat also 5 cents higher in September at 5.32 per bushel. Untimely storms were delaying harvest operations in France, cutting into the yield and quality of the crop there. Adverse weather was also thought to be hurting the Russian production. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 1st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.